Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
What the Pell is up, everyone? This is Believe in the New Orleans Pelicans, and I am your host, Elliot Clough. Hope you've had a good week so far. And if you missed it, before we start today's pod, if you missed it, we had Preston Ellis of Bleacher Report and the Bird Rights this last week on our last podcast. He had that controversial article on believing the Pels should abstain from the rest of the season if they are given that option here in 2020 due to the possibility of injury, the chances of not going very far in the playoffs should the Pelicans be given that chance. Just a really awesome podcast last week. We also went a little deeper on the possibility of moving Jrue Holiday this offseason as well. Gonna be way more conversations on that going forward here on Believe in the New Orleans Pelicans. So stick around for some of that. But really good stuff from Preston this last week, and you do not want to miss it. So pretty short pod, just about 20 minutes. You can go back, check it out. Preston, a really good guy, really helpful with me and everyone else at the Bird Rights and Bleacher Report. But for today, we have got some really interesting stuff on the slate. Some news coming out about Zion Williamson. Zion's currently in the middle of a legal battle with Gina Ford, former marketing agent for Zion. She's representing Prime Sports, has said that she represents Usain Bolt, but it's kind of controversial. It just seems like the whole situation out around this with Gina, with Prime Sports, is really just kind of sketchy. It looks like Zion was more or less kind of pressured into a situation where he felt like he had to sign due to some sketchy stuff that was happening behind the scenes between Gina Ford and Zion's stepfather. I don't know the super in-depth stuff about this. I don't know. I don't want to make any sort of accusations or put words in anybody's mouth or any sort of allegations. This is just what I'm reading. It's wishy-washy. I'm not really sure. I don't know a whole lot of legal stuff. That's why we have a guest coming on tomorrow, of which I will talk about here in a second or at the end of the episode. But anyway, she is claiming that per Garrett Stepien of 24/7 Sports, has threatened, I should say, to sue Williamson for $100 million in damages if he broke off that arrangement. And that's exactly what he did, signing with CAA Sports in May of 2019. So in that situation, Zion could look like the bad guy, but he's claiming that he had that authority to leave, and his current representation is claiming that as well. So what Zion and his camp believe is that Prime Sports violated the Uniform Athletes Agents Act because, quote, neither Ford nor anyone associated with Prime Sports is registered as an athlete agent in North Carolina. And the agreement does not include the specific language required by the UAAA. So the reason that she would not be available as an athlete agent in North Carolina, the reason Zion could void that contract or or step out of the legal binding in it is because she's only an athlete agent in Florida, as far as I know. But as she currently resides in Miami, I believe, we just know that she's not an athlete agent in Florida. So because of this, Zion is countersuing, saying that she has no legal standing to go forward to sue him for that $100 million. And for those of you who don't know, Zion's current worth, I should say, or maybe not, I don't think net worth, but his income, I think for the year of 2020 is $90 million. So he's going to have to go into the red if this is something that does come to fruition. Anyway, so now Ford is requesting that Zion admit he and his family have received benefits when he was still an amateur, whether in high school or at the college level, from Duke, Nike, and Adidas. And as to what, it sounds like a house for his mother, maybe something to the tune of $100,000. I'm not really sure. There hasn't been anything that has been substantial that she can claim is true and that definitely happened. That is for a fact. And it's kind of honestly funny is that Willie Gary, Ford's lead attorney in her suit against Williamson, didn't offer a clear answer to a question by The Athletic. This is per sportingnews.com, and they reference The Athletic here. So Willie Gary did not offer a clear answer to a question by The Athletic asking if his team had evidence that Williamson or anyone else asking on his behalf received impermissible benefits. Gary said, quote, "We have ideas, opinions, and some leads of our own. We are looking for information to support our case. This is what we want to know." So generally speaking, in the court of law, opinions don't tend to hold up. So basically, I try not to swear on this podcast, but it sounds like Willie Gary is full of shit, and so is Gina Ford. So take with that and say what you will. Maybe take a little bit of what I've said here today with a grain of salt, because I'm just a sportscaster. I don't know a whole lot about the legal side of things, but what can be gleaned from this situation is that this is basically a warning shot that has little to no grounds, and Zion and his legal team do not have to bow to these requests. I believe there was like 8 to, I think maybe even 15 requests that were put up on Twitter via Daniel Wallach. Daniel Wallach is a game law and sports betting attorney as well as a legal analyst for The Athletic. If you want to check that out, it's Wallach, Wallach, legal on Twitter. He's been really tweeting about this stuff. He said that ex-agent Gina Ford says she wired $100,000 to Zion Williamson's stepfather bank account within days after he entered into the exclusive marketing agreement. She says that Zion had demanded, quote unquote, an immediate contract advance upon signing the contract. So again, a lot of legal stuff in that wording, but and even more on there. So if you want to read into more of that from Daniel Wallach, you can check that out on his Twitter. Once again, it's Wallach, Wallach, legal on Twitter. So if you want to get a little bit more information there, you can check it out on his page. I'm sure there's plenty of other information from him there as well. So to get a legal perspective, and I'll remind you this at the end of this episode, we're going to have Christopher Dodson of Forbes Sports on tomorrow's podcast. This guy has absolutely been crushing it. He's got sources. He's been on Grubb's show, David Grubb, Hard in the Paint in New Orleans. He's been writing a ton of articles, and he has really just been given his entire life's effort the last week or two in order to get a lot of information, figure out stuff legally, and provide Pelicans fans and everyone who's concerned about the situation with some context, with some evidence as to what Ford is coming forward with, as well as Zion Williamson. Hey, Pels fans, we're taking a quick break here to remind you, if you are listening on Apple Podcasts, hit subscribe, rate, and review this podcast right here. You're going to help us out a lot here on Believe in the New Orleans Pelicans. We're trying to promote the podcast, trying to get more and more people to listen. And if you subscribe, rate, review here on Apple Podcasts, if that happens to be where you're listening, that's going to help promote the podcast everywhere. Everywhere on social media, on Apple Podcasts. And you can just follow or whatever else you do on Google Play or Stitcher. I know you can follow it on Spotify, but go ahead and hit that review button as well. Let us know what you're thinking of the podcast. And to interact with us here on Believe in the New Orleans Pelicans, make sure to go follow me. It's at Elliot Clough on Twitter, ElliotClough. We're running polls. We're interacting with you as much as possible, sharing your opinions here on Believe in the New Orleans Pelicans. Now, let's get back to the podcast. As far as our concern here as Pelicans fans, as Zion Williamson fans, for the most part in terms of him playing, whether it's the rest of the season, whether it's next season and the continuing seasons in New Orleans, I don't believe that we have much to be concerned about other than Zion Williamson's well-being. And Williamson is such an incredible kid, such an incredible face of this franchise, such an incredible piece of the community in New Orleans already. So we do have to say that I personally care for Williamson's well-being at the very least. His financial situation, obviously in the long run, he will be okay. This is a lot of money right now. He will probably go into the red if this comes to fruition, if Ford wins this legal battle, but this guy is going to be worth so much for so many different companies, and including the Pelicans, he's going to be worth a ton of money. So he will be all right in the long term, but right now, this has to be stressful for him. On top of not playing the game that he loves, being around his teammates, I don't know that he's around his family right now. I know he's been on a bunch of shows. He was with Pelicans Playback. He did an interview with Ernie Johnson, and he seems to be doing okay. He's just 19-year-old Zion, and it seems to be that he's holding up, and I'd like to think that he is off camera as well. But my best guess, I would be shocked if there was any way, shape, or form of the NBA could suspend him. You'd think that other than financially, Zion probably will not face any sort of legal ramifications. I mean, other than paying, like I said, financially paying Ford and Prime Sports, I'd be shocked if he even has to pay a fine in the league or to the government. That wouldn't make sense to me in the slightest. I don't see Zion's reputation falling out because of this. I think Zion's beloved, not just in New Orleans, but throughout the league. There's a reason he's on SportsCenter every night, even if he doesn't play. I'd just be utterly befuddled if anything happens outside of the courtroom. I highly doubt he'll face any sort of penalty or suspension, financial penalty or suspension. He'll be fine in the long run. Like I said, he'll be just fine. So little to no concerns in terms of basketball play for Pelicans fans or Zion fans in general. But anywho, fairly short podcast today. I'll be back again tomorrow with Christopher Dotson, like I had mentioned, of Forbes Sports. This guy has been absolutely killing it on the Zion lawsuit so far, and I'm very excited to interview him, see his thoughts, and we're going to talk a lot probably tomorrow. He's another guy who has he's got a Pelicans podcast. He covers the Pelicans for Forbes. Just an intelligent guy and a guy who's well-informed on the Pelicans this season. He told me he's got some other things that he wanted to talk about, other thoughts, not only on the lawsuit, but just the Pelicans in general. So this will be a really fun podcast. In the meantime, you can check out Dodson's podcast. It is called Protect the Nest Podcast, and they are at @protect_nest on Twitter. Of course, this is the premier Pelicans podcast that you want to check out, but Dotson does some good stuff over there. So if you'd like to hear some of him, you can check it out on that platform as well. Before you go, go follow me on Twitter. You're going to be getting a ton of Pelicans content there. It's just at Elliot Clough, E-L-I-O-T-C-L. O-U-G-H. You have any questions, comments, concerns, just respond to anything that I put up there on Twitter. Leave a rate and review on Apple Podcasts if you want to hear anything else. If you have a disagreement with me that you want voiced, if you just want to see me do something different here on this podcast, I welcome anything on the review or on Twitter as well. And while you're here, if you are listening on Apple Podcasts, like I said, leave that rate, review, and subscribe.
Do it!
The more you do that, the more this podcast is going to be pushed, the better quality content and guests we are going to be getting at you, the listener, here on Believe in the New Orleans Pelicans. Go follow Believe on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, and you can check out a plethora of their other podcasts on Believe.com, or just head over to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Play. You can check out my Pelicans coverage for Fansided's Hoops Habit website. I got that most recent top five players that I'd like to see in Pelicans and Hornets history on this current roster. Got that up on Hoops Habit this last week, and you can check it out, the link on my Twitter as well. You're going to find a ton of other Pelicans content on that website to boot. Do not forget to check it out on Twitter. Check out my Twitter. It's at Elliot Clough. Or you can, of course, hashtag What the Pell Is Up. We'll be discussing questions, thoughts, concerns here on Believe in the New Orleans Pelicans, because we want to engage with you, the Pelicans fan, and the Believe in the New Orleans Pelicans fan here on this podcast. So, I am Elliot Clough, and this was Believe in the New Orleans Pelicans.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.